Welcome to this episode of the Inspired by Steve podcast, presented by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning professional speaker, author, and entertainer, Steve's ultimate goal is to inspire others to discover their greatest passions and make them part of everyday life. We hope you enjoy this week's program. And now, here's Steve Gamlin.
Hi, this is Steve, and welcome to this latest podcast, The Holiday Home Stretch. Can you still spell resolution? As your head prepares to hit the pillow, you see it. A curious slip of paper poking from the pages of a book that you meant to finish reading. The layer of dust on the cover is interrupted only by a circular smudge. Your smile reminds you of the night you used that book as a coaster. As you pull the yellow line bookmark from its resting point near page 14, you recall? My New Year's resolutions! Is this you? According to a University of Scranton Journal of Clinical Psychology study, 45% of Americans usually make New Year's resolutions. A smashing 75% of them will maintain their drive and make it past the first week, yay, with their resolutions intact. Hey, you made it to page 14 in your book, right? By the six-month mark, however, only 46% call their journey toward resolutions a successful one. Why is this? For me, it's a matter of making resolutions real. So many people's lists look and sound like this every year. Feel better. Have more money. Be happy. So what is wrong with this list? Technically, nothing. Technically, a lot. If this is your list or has been in the past, you may feel a bit discouraged right now. But there is a simple way to make it all better. Here it is. Change the year. Yep, that's it. Ah, now you can sleep soundly knowing that you have rededicated yourself to your life's improvement. Feel better. Make more money. Be happy. As a professional speaker, author, and provider of motivational firewood, I just can't leave you there. Do you want to know how you can really make this year better? If you're still listening, I will assume the answer is yes. In the article mentioned previously, some of the top annual resolutions include getting organized, learning something exciting, losing weight, getting fit, staying healthy, helping others in their dreams, spending less, saving more, enjoying life and family. Well, wait a minute, didn't your list say all that? Well, maybe, but in the most boring vanilla way imaginable. Before I start getting letters from vanilla lovers, I like vanilla too. But I love to jazz it up with colorful sprinkles and taste bud grabbing toppings. No matter what you do or who you are, this is your opportunity to take a turn for the best. A way for your internal GPS, that is your heart and soul, to recalculate and chart a better path this year. Are you a leader? I bet you are. You may lead a work group, an entire organization, a family, or at least your own life. In this moment, you also get to add artist to your list of occupations, because we're about to add a heaping helping of colors and flavors to this year's resolution palette. Do you want to get more organized? What systems, skills, or resources will you need? What is currently frustrating for you? Who can help you? What is a new skill or activity you'd like to learn? Do you want to go skydiving, learn sign language, take up hiking, learn the relaxation of yoga, or master the art of the paper airplane? Think you need to lose weight? What is the exact number on the scale that would make you smile? What can you enjoy eating to help get you there? Who will you need to speak to and learn from? How often will you need to exercise? Are you a leader who enjoys helping others with their dreams? Whether you are a workplace leader, a parent, or a friend, you can make a world of difference for those around you by being curious and caring for their hopes, goals, and dreams. Be a catalyst for those who might not have the confidence or skill set to reach them on their own. Want to spend less and save more? Give yourself an allowance. Lay down the law and create a catchphrase or a silly song that you sing to yourself every time something bright and shiny catches your eye. Dedicate a specific portion of your income to savings and make it very difficult to break that habit. Engage in automatic deposit of your income if possible. Want to enjoy life more with family and friends? During a brilliant interview from a recent Success Magazine audio recording, Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh discussed the concept of work-life integration. Instead of being either-or, trying to balance between work and personal life, it can be helpful to see how the two actually overlap and help fire each other up. It can be the biggest why that keeps you going when you show up at work every day. Is all of this easy? Not necessarily. Is it simple? Yes. If you are planning to map out some resolutions this year, please consider all the questions I just asked. Add as much color, flavor, and texture to your resolutions as possible. Please consider sharing them with others. Who knows? You might actually overlap with someone else and suddenly discover a fun, motivating success partner. May I let you in on a little secret? Keep a journal. At the very least, a gratitude journal. In less than 60 seconds, at least 3 times per week, I jot down my good stuff. It is as simple as writing the date and 3 good moments from that particular day. Do this at least 3 times per week, 1, 2, 3. And by the end of December, you'll have recorded over 450 reasons why this year rocked. I know many people who do this. How can I tell? They smile a lot. They finish reading books. They love vanilla ice cream, piled high with all the toppings they can enjoy. I hope this will be you in 2014 and beyond. Wishing you the best for the happiest, healthiest new year and the most rewarding one ever. Until next time, thank you so much for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this recording. For more information on booking Steve Gamlin as a speaker, purchasing copies of his latest book, 20 to Life in a Good Way, or viewing Steve's upcoming seminar schedule, please visit www.inspiredbysteve.com. If you have an idea you would like to share for future podcasts, please send an email to steve@inspiredbysteve.com.